Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Right-Minded Gains, the Common Sense Approach to Health and Fitness. It is Friday morning, which means we're in for another installment of Bullshit of the Week. If this is your first time joining us, what Bullshit of the Week pretty much means is I discuss something that stood out to me throughout the week that either irritated me or pissed me off or I just thought was interesting. And this week, we're going to discuss sticking to the basics and wondering when did it get so complicated. So, what does all this mean? Well, as my usual stories go, I saw something at the gym that really got under my skin that I found kind of stupid that I felt like I should discuss a little bit because I see it a lot, to be honest. And that is using these, these sweat belts and all these different pieces of equipment to help you, quote, burn more fat quicker and, you know, bullshit like that. So, earlier this week, I was at my gym, passing through the locker room real quick, when I see a guy literally take out of his bag a Costco-sized saran wrap. I'll repeat that. A Costco-sized saran wrap. So this guy travels to the gym. I'm sure he's done this many times before. I'm sure this wasn't the first time he's done this. So he travels to the gym with... that thing probably weighs, I don't know, maybe 8 pounds. 8 pounds or whatever worth of rolled up saran wrap in his bag. Now, people might be asking, well, what the hell is he doing with that? What does that mean? Well, what that means is he's, before his workout, he is taking his shirt off, wrapping his stomach in this saran wrap. In case we're unclear, saran wrap is that stuff that you put over food and then you put in the fridge to keep it, like, fresh. So yeah, he's wrapping his body in saran wrap, excuse me, then putting his shirt and hoodie and everything back on in order to, you know, burn more calories or something to help him lose more fat. I guess that's what he assumes is what's going to happen. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry to break the news to anyone that might find this hard to believe, but wrapping yourself in saran wrap, or wrapping yourself in a sweat belt, or wrapping yourself in, I don't know what, one of those sweatsuits, is not going to get you toward your goals quicker. It may appear that way, like, for like 5 minutes. You know, yeah, you pull that thing off, and holy shit, you're sweating so much. All that sweat is dripping off your body. Oh my god, I must have lost 5 pounds just now. That's fucking water. That is water weight. 15 seconds later, when he took his water and sipped it so he was able to stay hydrated, everything he lost went right back into his body. In other words, he's walking around with saran wrap like an idiot. And it's just so stupid to me. Now, I used to wear those sweat belts. I'm not gonna lie and say I never have. I used to, because I genuinely thought it would actually help me have a tighter midsection and you know, lose more fat off my midsection. I didn't know any better. You know, we all start somewhere. But that's just stupid. That's ridiculous. It's literally just making you sweat more. And then the second you go home and rehydrate, right back to it. You know? I mean, it's just like all these different pieces of equipment. They're all there for illusions. They're all there for marketing. They're all there for you to waste your time and money. All these different special sweat creams and belts and this guy with the saran wrap. I mean, what happened to hard fucking work? What happened to the basics? What happened to someone, you know, just telling themselves it's time to make a change, it's time to switch up the way we eat, it's time to start working out harder, it's time to sleep better, it's time to drink more water. What's with all these shortcuts? Shortcuts don't do anything. That's why it's called a shortcut. It it will potentially get you to where you want to be quicker, but at what cost? At what cost? You're not going to be helping yourself by wearing these type of things. I know a lot of guys that compete, they wear that kind of shit in order to help keep their midsection tight. So that way, when they get on stage, you know, they have that illusion of a tighter midsection and all that. That's still terrible for you. Even if you're doing it with a specific reason and it'll help you achieve a certain goal, that is so bad for your body. You're literally causing atrophy in that area of your body. You won't be able to grow muscle there as long as you're keeping it concealed and tied up, you know? Think about someone that breaks a bone. What do? They have a cast in order to keep that area sealed and tight and from movement. Well, if you do the same thing with that part of your body, your abdomen, what are you going to do? You're not going to be able to build muscle in that area. You're not going to be able to use the muscles in that part of your body while performing movements because they're already restricted. So what are you accomplishing? Nothing. It's stupid. The secret to the best results you'll get, it's not a sweat belt. It's not Saran Wrap. That sounds so crazy for me to say, but yeah, it's not Saran Wrap. It's not a sweat belt. It's not these, 15-minute HIIT workouts and then go home and eat like a pig. It's not any of that stuff. It's close your fucking mouth, stop eating so much shit, and start working a little harder. If you're someone that is, you know, obese and you can't necessarily go lift weights hard at the gym, then go for a walk. You know, any type of movement is better than nothing. It's better to go take a 10-minute walk than to just sit at your computer all day. And if you can take that 10-minute walk 3 times a day, you just put 30 minutes worth of exercise in. Imagine doing that 3 times a week. If you're someone that's totally sedentary, that doesn't move much, doing something like that 3 times a week will make a huge difference. And then eventually that'll be easy. And then what do? You up that. Maybe you go on a longer walk. Maybe you start adding some resistance training in. You know, start fixing up that diet. The point is, let's get away from all these different fads and all these different shortcuts to health. Let's start buckling down. Let's start eating right. Let's start moving more. That's the only way you'll ever see true results. Move more, eat less, and eat correctly. Enough with the fad bullshit. Enough with these crazy, you know, stupid things that you can buy. Like I said, a few episodes back with the protein stuff, it's all marketing. It's all marketing. You know, you see these people online, on Instagram, whatever, advertising these different, these like sweat belts and all these things, and they look ripped and jacked and all this. You think that's going to happen to you just because you're wearing a fucking belt that says sweat on it and because you put some weird, gross chemical cream all over your abs, you think you're going to get the results of that person you're watching? I have a bridge to sell you. Please buy it from me. I'll take all your money and I'll send you where the bridge is at, because if you think that these type of belts and all these other things will actually get you those results, then you're just totally delusional. It's just not the way it works. Stick to the basics, people. Move more, eat less, get proper sleep, do your mobility work, you know, stretch, do yoga. And you'll see everything will slowly start to fall into place. It's not an overnight thing. I'm sure this guy wearing the Saran Wrap thinks that this is actually really helping him. And, you know, he might seem like he's tighter and everything. But no, it's not. Listen, if his diet is even close to on point and he's making results through that, that's why he's making results. It's not because of the extra sweat. Like I said earlier, he put that water right back in him the second he took a drink. It's not from the sweat belt. It's not from the Saran Wrap. It's from the actual hard work. It's hard
work. It takes time. Anyone that thinks you can get shredded or huge in 6 weeks, no. That's just not the way it is. That's not reality unless you're, you know, one in a million that has those freak genetics. And that's really like one in a million, if that. Anyways, have a good weekend, guys. Later.